And we launch this Friday edition of Ozarks at Large, as we most often do, with Michael Tilley from his office in Fort Smith. Michael is with Talk Business and Politics. You can find them online at talkbusiness.net. Michael, are you doing well this Friday?
Yes, I think no one's told me different, so I think I am.
Let's begin our conversation with a workforce grant. This comes from the Walton Family Foundation. It's for workforce training in both Fort Smith and Northwest Arkansas. What do we know about it?
Well, it's an interesting collaboration. It's a $1.3 million grant to be shared by the two regions. In Northwest Arkansas, it's not a surprise. We have, you know, the Northwest Arkansas Council and several other players have really for the last two or three years talked frequently about the need for not only, you know, high-tech workers for, you know, the J.B. Hunt's and Tyson Foods and for the Walmart, for all that Walmart's doing with technology, but for also for the skilled trades, for you know, blue-collar type work, construction work. And so this grant in Northwest Arkansas, they've already announced that they'll hire Jim Rollins, I think. Jim Rollins, and he will, Joe Rollins, and he will coordinate all those efforts in the Fort Smith area. The chamber, the Fort Smith Regional Chamber, will manage that, and their goal is to hire, and this is really kind of an offshoot of the millage that Fort Smith voters, the millage increase that Fort Smith voters recently approved. Tim Allen, head of the chamber, said that when that was passed, that the foundation, Jim Walton, came interested in helping the region, you know, better coordinate its workforce training efforts. And so Tim Allen, they want to hire, they're going to conduct a nationwide search to hire someone to manage this. And what it is, you know, the university, for example, the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith has what's called the WATC, Western Arkansas Training Center, where they bring high school kids in from around the region and they learn, you know, auto mechanic work and different, you know, a lot of different skills, trade skills. And other groups have things that are going on. What this person will do, try to better coordinate, increase communication between those things, hopefully avoid duplication, also look out for best practices or different types of things that will work in other metro areas and maybe try to incorporate those in the Fort Smith metro. But it's a very interesting concept. It seems on the surface to be very progressive. And if they can pull it off, and that's the big if, Kyle, you know, if they can pull it off in both regions, it would send a message to the outside world that, you know, the regions are serious about workforce development and they have a system in place to make it happen. From everything we hear from Governor Hutchinson to Mike Preston, who's head of Arkansas Economic Development Commission, workforce, the access to a talented workforce is one of the top, if not the top thing they hear from companies looking to relocate or expand. You will have two metro areas that, you know, stacked on top of each other that will have this type of coordinated workforce effort. There's a lot of strength in that. And like I said, it could be a good recruitment tool.
There hasn't always been a lot of strength in the beer you could buy in Oklahoma. when you hear the words Oklahoma beer, the next thing that you often think is 3.2 because that's a lighter alcohol content. But things are changing in Oklahoma, aren't they?
Yeah, well, things have changed.
Have changed, right.
Oklahoma voters in November 2016 changed the state constitution. They can only have it's alcohol by weight content, about 3.2%. But they changed it. There are a lot of changes, but the one that our story deals with is that what's called strong beer, or just the beer you can get in Arkansas, it can be sold in supermarkets, grocery stores, convenience stores, drug stores, warehouse clubs, and super centers. But what happened is, October 1st was the transition date for when you could sell that. And we talked to Matthew Allen at Bell Point Beverages. They're based in Fort Smith. They service Sequoia, LaFleur, and Latimer County in Oklahoma. And what had happened, I guess, long story short, was that Anheuser-Busch, Bell Point delivers Budweiser products, both alcoholic, non-alcoholic products. Anheuser-Busch cut it, said, we don't want to have a bunch of 3-2 beer left over. So they cut it off early. And Bell Point had to go to Tulsa a couple times to bring 3.2 beers still to sell. A lot of shelves, Matthew said pictures, we've got one picture with the story. You can just see shelves that are empty. And so people had to go to other places or come to Arkansas to buy beer. But that is now over. And I think what's going to be interesting now, Kyle, is the consumer trend for a border city like Fort Smith, for a large border city like Fort Smith, it'll be interesting to see the consumer trend. Will those folks who live in Oklahoma and maybe work in Fort Smith, will they still get their beer in Arkansas, or now that they can get the same type of beer at their local convenience store or supermarket, will they get it there? So I think that's what Bellpoint's watching for now.
Finally, the unexpected is expanding. There's going to be music. There's tech. It's becoming a bigger festival. I had some of the musicians that are going to be playing in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They're very excited. This is an event that keeps expanding.
Well, they're calling it the Outlier Series, and you hit it. It's going to add music. There'll be even a lecture series. They're going to bring in Thomas Frey. He's a senior futurist. He's one of Google's top-rated future speakers. I've heard about him before just because I'm a geek for these kind of things. And we're going to get to interview him ahead of his lecture, which is October 27th. But that'll be a part of it. You'll have, as you mentioned, several bands that will play during the October 26th through 27th period. And the Unexpected Festival begins the 22nd of October and wraps up on the 28th. But they're also going to have art, like a mobile art bus. They're not like a mobile art bus. It will be a mobile art bus that will offer free activity for children. I think that's interesting. But it's just, again, it's another example of how this festival that began, you know, just a few years ago, putting some murals up on walls, has now become a very broad event in terms of many aspects of culture, art, music.
All right. Well, last week, the Arkansas Razorback football team looked better against Texas A&M. Tomorrow,
Texas A&M was playing an off game. I'm not sure which. Anyway.
Well,
I'll go with better.
Okay. So some momentum gained. Now, guess what? Here comes the steamroller into Reynolds Razorback Stadium tomorrow. Hazard a guess of what the final score will be tomorrow when Alabama and Arkansas are done playing?
Do we know if the new scoreboard goes to three digits?
I think we know what you're saying.
Okay.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can see that picture of the empty beer shelves that were at Bellpoint and so much more at talkbusiness.net. Michael, have a great weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
All right, I will, and you as well.
Thank you.